Thank you, sir.
Oh, did you want to be?
Yeah, I'm good.
It's 4:30 on Tuesday evening, March 17th. Call this meeting to order, Concord Select Board, special meeting. First thing is approval of agenda.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Lost him.
I didn't put pencil. Sorry.
And next up, we have...
I guess I should have had a pencil, sorry about that.
Custodian.
Custodian appointment?
Yeah, Jessica Hobbs.
All right.
Seems pretty straightforward to me. Trying to get someone, you found someone?
Yeah, my niece. Well, she's a hard worker. She works full-time at St. J. Health and Rehab, but she's interested in the 2 hours, a little bit of extra spending money. And it's something that she can do because between her treatments and whatnot, she can do it when she wants.
She's the young lady that just had some serious...
Yes, that's going through chemo, that lives with us. Yeah, yeah, my niece. She's a Navy veteran. And if she has any... Well, if she's a problem, there's not going to be a problem.
Yeah. I make a motion that we appoint Jessica Hobbs as custodian.
All right, motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 I'm going to abstain.
All right.
What are you going to pay her?
So 20, it was in the minutes before, $20 an hour for 2 hours a week. I think it was in January minutes, maybe. It was in a motion.
That was 4 in favor and 1 abstaining.
Mm-hmm.
Animal control letter. Everybody get a chance to read that over in the emails. And everybody good with that?
This is the lady that we're terminating.
Yes.
And we all have to sign this before we can hire the new person, correct?
No, you've already appointed the new guy.
Okay.
But we have to notify
this is her. Just officially
but we then. Just have to officially notify her. I assume she knows it's coming.
Do you want a motion for this?
Yes, just to approve it.
I will make a motion to accept the termination letter for Gigi Loesch.
Second.
Get a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Mike?
Aye.
Affidavit that we've talked about a couple times here.
Yeah, this thing is, the state is just being ridiculous. She didn't like the first affidavit that I sent because it didn't state that, I can't remember the word she used, but we have to acknowledge, or the board has to acknowledge, that this road has been maintained for the last 30, 40 years. And so, and she also wanted to know how long Dane has worked for us and has maintained it, and the prior.
Jeez.
Yeah, it is kind of ridiculous. So I added that in, and so it's just approval, and this time we'll have everybody sign it.
I make a motion that we approve the affidavit, the true statement pertaining to the Town 4 Road.
I'll second that.
Could I ask who requested this?
The mapping section of the state.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
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 Should we be signing these things?
No, I'll have a copy. I'll go around after the meeting.
Oh, okay.
And have everybody sign it at once.
And opinions of the town holder.
So I do have a packet and maybe some repeat information that Susan put together, but this is some information that I have for you all. Updated balances in the accounts as of today. So, account balances, and then there's copies of the two promissory notes that you boards have done in the past. There's a copy of the invoice for the loader, and then the last page is a history of the Connecticut River Enhancement Fund.
So, my understanding of that on February's meeting, Bill made a motion to pay for that at $50,000 a year back to the Connecticut Reserve Fund, correct?
I don't have.
Yes, that was, yes.
And the first.
The reimbursement of $50,000 annually go back into the Connecticut River Fund.
Where it got sticky was the first payment, right? Because he was going to use...
But you don't have the note. I think you need to have a note saying that's what's going to happen.
But that approach...
Going to happen or did happen?
The note did not happen. Right. You don't have any document that you signed saying you were borrowing money and that you were going to pay back that money. So that is where I would start, with a note. But then, yes, the $50,000 coming from FEMA funds, FEMA was a reimbursement. It wasn't found money. You can't spend it twice. So you need to, your first payment needs to come from somewhere, and when you want to make that payment.
Okay.
Which would be laid out in your note.
So our first payment will be next year.
If that's what you want to do.
Because we technically made the $50,000 down payment.
So you pay, the motion was $50,000 from the Equipment Reserve Fund, $144,500 from the Connecticut River Fund. So that's how you paid for the loader, plus the trade-in value that you had. That made the total of the $242,000 or whatever it was. But then the second part of that motion was repaying the Connecticut River Fund.
Yeah. So I would recommend we do the $50,000 a year for the first 2 years, then the remainder of the $44,500 the third year, then we need to figure out interest. I think it's fair with the interest.
Back to your fund.
Right.
Because you're losing about $400 a month out of that fund by taking that money out of there. At the current interest. At the current, right, yeah.
So it would be $48,000.
That would be. That would be a.
Close to $55,000.
Big interest payment.
That would be close to $55,000 a year, right?
If you add the interest.
Yeah, $54,800.
So in lieu of interest for the year, you want to pay $5,000 a year there?
$50,000. Oh, $5,000 for the interest, yeah. Or, I guess that's at the current.
Right. That's for you guys to determine.
It's actually $4,800 according to what you said, but if he bumps up to five, rounds up.
Right.
Just out of curiosity, how are y'all being able to spend $55,000 a year? Where's that money coming from?
We'll have to budget it.
It's in the budget? So that big, long budget that...
We're looking for it this year.
In next year's budget.
Yeah, we don't have it this year.
Right.
You've got to figure out if we're going to make a payment this year.
So we need to say...
Where that money is coming from.
Right. So it's not in your budget for fiscal 27.
Right.
So by next year, are you saying next calendar year, or are you saying next fiscal year? So we're in fiscal year 2026. You've budgeted for 2027. The first year you could budget it would be fiscal year 2028, which would start July 1st of 2027.
Right.
Very complicated.
Yes.
See, I'll start doing the budget in the fall, and that's when I'll put that $50,000 in the budget.
Okay.
And then the voters will vote on that. We're always seem the fiscal year seems to be, it's confusing.
So even though we're voting on this tonight or whatever, but get these numbers down on paper for her to put in the budget, that money's not being assessed or pulled from the budget until next year.
Those are going to be your details in that loan repayment that you're going to decide on.
So when he does, or whoever does the budget for the road crew, I'm sorry I'm asking all these questions.
Oh,
you need to
ask away.
When they do their budget for the road part, it'll say in there $50,000 payback to CTE.
It'll say loan, loan repayment or something like that.
It'll be one of those line items.
And it'll be a line item.
I went through the budget line by line.
Yep.
To try, and I didn't see where any of this was, so I was like, I'd like to see where that's coming from.
Yeah.
Okay, now I understand. Wait until we get to the paint guy.
That one's actually easier.
So now, if we take that money from somewhere, that money will be raised by taxes.
Correct.
In the budget.
Either raising the taxes or him not spreading as much rain.
So you do have some other options that I'll throw out, not waiting a year and a half to make a payment. You have surplus. You easily have a $50,000 surplus in the roads budget. You easily do. You have $50,000 in the equipment fund. You've got $27,000 left in your ARPA funds. Nothing says it has to be a $50,000 payment, the first payment. Right? You could make your first payment be $20,000. Right?
Right.
So those are just some of the ideas I had.
Appreciated.
Sure something's going to break between now and July.
Where are we going to make?
Of 2027. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Where are we going to make that first payment out of the reserve fund anyways?
That's already done.
That's done.
You paid $50,000 from the reserve fund.
Okay.
Yes. That wasn't a payment back to the Connecticut River.
Okay.
That was the initial purchase of the loader.
Right. Okay.
Yes. That did happen. Yeah. Yes. I was talking about the $144 you're paying.
That we're
back.
Paying back to them. Okay.
So on the promissory note, what on item two, in lieu of the interest, what are we talking for that per year?
I think Jason gets about $400,000.
What's that?
About $400 a month for interest is what that fund is earning right now. Or if the money was still
right
there.
Yep. And if you're not going to start paying that back until July 1st or 2027, that's a long time for that. That's not just the $5,000 a year, because you're a year and a half behind to start with.
So why wait that long?
Right.
We got the money.
We've got lots of places we can pull it from.
I was thinking that first payment was to be made, that Bill was talking about, was in December of this year was going to be the first payment. In the,
I think that's what he was talking about
in the February
with the FEMA money.
Right.
But
that doesn't exist. So now we've got to find a place to make that first payment in December, ideally.
There's nowhere that says when the first payment was going to be made. So again, we're coming back to this promissory note.
You've got to
decide what these options are. It wasn't mentioned in the meeting?
It was mentioned in the meeting.
It's not in the minutes that the first payment.
I could have sworn I thought it was December 1st of this year was the first payment. But I guess maybe I missed something.
Well, the fact is that was, and I don't recall it exactly, I'm sorry for that. If that were the case, then that we're going to be with FEMA money that we don't have FEMA money to spend.
Right.
So,
but
basically,
we weren't planning on making one this year, as my understanding of it, not waiting 2 years before. So now that we don't have FEMA money that we thought we could make that payment with, we're basically going to find how much we're going to make the first payment with to get the ball rolling, so we don't skip an entire year.
Right. Okay, we've got $54,053.14 in the equipment reserve fund now. July 1st, there will be another $50,000 put in there.
So I can't put it in July 1st because I got to collect taxes before I have any money. Tax bills usually go out the end of August, and I have to pay the school.
Mm-hmm.
We can't short them at all. So I usually wait until the school is paid, and then the rest of that money is ours. So it doesn't usually go into those reserve funds until like the week before taxes are paid, or the due date, which is end of October, first part of November. I mean, technically it's appropriated, I said, Anna.
So what does this leading me to is if we took $50,000, say December 1st, from the equipment fund?
This year?
Yes.
Yeah, of 2026. Yes, you'll have $100,000 in there by then.
Okay.
Yes, you will. Yep.
What about taking $25,000 from the American Rescue Fund and $25,000 from the town equipment fund to make that first payment?
Say that again, Jim.
$25,000 from the ARPA money and $25,000 from the equipment reserve fund to make the first payment.
I thought we were out of ARPA money.
So you have $10,000 left on your contract with Harold,
right,
that I believe he was going to seed and clean up whatever he needs to do that he ran out of time doing.
Yep.
That is the original ARPA funds that we needed to obligate.
Right.
The balance is $27,355.41 is what we earned in interest. They can't tell us what to do with what we earned in interest. We can do whatever we want to.
So you're taking $10,000 off of that $37,000.
Yes, because you've obligated that.
Already gone to Harold.
Yes.
Okay, so we basically
if he runs over, though, then we've got a different problem. But that's not a question for today, I guess.
Right.
So yeah, you've got $27,000 in that fund that is obligated to anything.
And that item here then, like you say, $17,000 is gone.
$10,000
is gone. Okay.
Yes.
So the balance in there is
$27,355.
Do Do you understand that, Richard?
Yeah.
Do you know what we're talking about? Okay.
Yep. But I don't see why you would want to take that money out like that if you're already going to have the money in December, available in December. So, unless you're trying to make the payment earlier.
Well, I think rather than get the, you know, we've got a grader coming up in a few years too that needs to be paid for. And
so you want to try to maintain some more money in
try
equipment reserve.
Too much out of every fund and keep it, spread it out a little bit more maybe.
Right.
I think that's what.
Yeah, but over the years we've had fantastic luck. When we need to buy something, we can go buy it.
Yeah.
And then by paying it back to ourselves. You know, some people don't like to see the larger balances, but they're not paying that interest when we have to, we pay it to ourselves even, that enhances our fund even more. Like this past summer when we paid all of our bills, you know, our flood bills.
$1 million and we didn't have to go borrow it.
That's right.
Now there's
and even if you're borrowing from yourself, wouldn't you rather pay back yourself than a bank and lost the money?
Yeah,
yes.
Definitely.
Okay, so back to item two. The first thing is the $5,000 in interest. And because of the time lapse, it would be $10,000 by the time you pay it. So you're wanting to make sure that first payment is done this year so we don't have an accumulated payment. So can't you just add a date for when you start paying interest back, and then where it says these first year installments?
It'll be paid back annually when we're paying these back. The only reason it was going to get doubled is because we didn't have budget in for this year.
Oh, okay.
So that's why, budget-wise, if we don't find the money somewhere else, we couldn't make the payment this year, and it would be 2 years before we made a payment.
Okay.
But with finding the money this year, we can pay the interest and the payment this year to avoid twice the interest next year.
Okay. All right. I understand that.
So item number two under the promissory note, assessment of $5,000. Is that the figure that goes in there?
Yes. Well, that's what they decide. Mm-hmm.
That's guys to decide.
As of right now, that's about what it's earning for interest.
Yeah. I think if you make up those things, Susan's going to go fill in those blanks,
right.
And then you would vote on it as a whole promissory note.
Right.
And until you actually vote on that as a whole, you can say, oh, I've changed my mind, let's do this, or let's, you know, so...
Well, I thought we'd get this filled out. I'll type it up all pretty and then have it for the April meeting, if that works for everyone.
Yeah, we just got to decide on the numbers tonight.
Yeah.
Do we want to go 5 years?
I hate to go that long if we don't have to.
If just you're doing 50,000, it won't be 5 years. It'll be 3 years.
Yeah, three.
And he said 50, 50, and then 44, 5 for the third year, which would pay it off, plus the interest, annual interest of 5,000.
So it would be
49. So it would be 55, 55, and then 49, 5.
For 3 years.
And you'd have paying it off in 3 years.
Say that again.
50,000 the first year.
Yeah.
50,000 the second year.
Yeah.
44, 5 the third year. And 40, that was Dennis's
45.
Recommendation.
Are you suggesting we make lower payments and just drag it out for 5 years, or are you questioning?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
It wouldn't be
50,
it would be 55.
55.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. So with the interest payment every year, it's going to end up 55, 55, 49,
5.
Five.
Sure. Yeah.
But you had to put that 5,000 up front separate.
So item two is to say that 5 and... Item three is 50, 15, 45, 5.
49, 5.
49. It'd be 55,
well,
55.
Right. You've got a line item saying what your interest is, right. Which is the 5,000. And then if you look at the promissory note for the fire truck, the second one, that's has the first year is 50,000, the second year is 50,000, the third year is the 44, 5. Because you've already got a line item saying your interest
right.
is separate.
They were pretty skimpy on their interest, too, they said.
It didn't used to be. There were years when we had a lot more money in there that we were getting like $200.
Really?
A month. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Some years were very thin. Interest rates are better than they were 10 years ago, 15 well, years ago.
Well, that's a good thing. I'd definitely rather pay it back to ourselves than someone else.
So my only question would be, we're paying back the Connecticut River Fund. How come we don't have to pay back the equipment reserve fund?
You do put an annual appropriation into that fund.
Right, so we basically
and you
just
probably
used it for that.
Should do more than 50,000 because
right.
That doesn't go very far.
Yeah, we just use it
anymore.
All.
I mean, I think it's been 50,000 for as long as I've been around,
right.
And
it could be
that's
increased.
That's 96, so
right.
Yeah, you that, probably should double it.
That should,
honestly,
I would agree with that.
Especially if you think you're going to buy a grader in a couple of years,
right?
Because you're not going to have enough money back in here,
right?
So we do that next budget, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And that'll be something.
But we've been very, very
looked out, I think.
I don't think prudent is the word, but we've managed our funds quite accurately over the years. So will we settle on item three?
3 years.
50, 50, 45, or is that 49?
It's 55, 55.
Well, with the interest, it's 55,
yeah.
55, 49, 5.
49, 5.
Does that go on the line as 50, though?
I don't
though?
Think so. I
yes.
think it goes
okay.
on the line as 50,
yes.
50.
So it goes on the
yes.
line without the interest.
Because
right.
you have number two,
right.
your
right.
Oh, interest okay. assessment.
Oh, okay.
In line three, your payments are going to be 50, 50, 44, 5.
Right.
Now I'm really confused. If you want me to fill this out, what goes in the line?
50,000 in line one.
50.
50,000 in line two.
50.
And 44,5 in line three.
Because that's just the principal
okay.
amount that you borrowed repayment.
Right.
Okay.
And the first installment payment would be due on what date?
December 1st.
With December 1st. I'd like that.
2026.
December.
Calendar year 2026.
Right.
Say that. What's that?
December 1st, 2026.
12-1.
Yeah.
26.
Yes.
Item number five, the balance will be paid in full no later than 3 years.
Well, it's going to be four.
It'll be four.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're missing January by a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
But four keeps us happy.
Makes sense to me.
You have the purchase date of the loader, Susan?
I put it as
January
2nd.
January 2nd.
Tooth. Oh. Second. And I can't remember if I took that off the check or when the thing was signed.
I don't have to copy of the check, but I can double check it if you think I need
to. A sales invoice of January 29th.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's good. Maybe it was supposed to be 28.
They're not going to be pulled out of these other two areas. They're coming out of the equipment reserve fund
for
this year, at least.
For this year, we still, I don't think, have settled on exactly where it's coming out yet. We're still kind of discussing that. We're talking about possibly all of it out of the equipment reserve fund or splitting it between the equipment reserve and the ARPA funds.
Which there's, but you,
I would use those two funds, but I would maybe change the amounts that I suggested because of the amount we all have.
Right. So maybe 20 and 30 or something like that.
I would agree with that.
I mean, it's only fair that it is equipment, so I might as well take you utilize that portion of it. That's what
so you're
going to
take 30 out of equipment reserve?
Yes.
And 20 out of APA?
And where does the interest money come from?
Yeah, you need another $5,000.
Obviously, out of the equipment, still have to
have. So make that 35.
Turn down the ARPA too low, basically.
Make that 35.
35 from the equipment and 20 from.
And that gives you a buffer zone for this that you got to do the work already out of that fund?
Right, which I don't think you will go over on.
You just changed
it,
Jason.
No.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
Now, Audra, do I need to put where the first payment will be coming from in the promissory note, or is that just a motion?
They would just make a motion at the meeting because you're taking it from those reserve funds. It does have to be a motion.
So is the motion in order?
So do they have to wait to the April meeting for
the
motion?
I think that if you're going to vote on your promissory note at that meeting, then that's appropriate to also vote on where that money's coming from at that meeting.
Okay.
I think having it all in the same meeting is better than having it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially if somebody ever is looking back, then they've got to look further and then further and then further. You know?
So that'll be an agenda item for the April meeting?
Yes.
Okay. So the second and third year, we'll be budgeting the interest in. And this year we're taking it.
For the first, second, and third year, we'll be budgeting it. This year is the year that we won't be budgeted in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can understand that now, so thank you.
Yeah.
We all in agreement?
So we don't need to make a motion on this tonight, then?
No.
Well, I just want to make just double check before I, you know, just want to make sure I have it right. So, in lieu of the interest, an assessment of $5,000 per year. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. And then number three, for the line, $50,000 first payment, $50,000 second payment or installment, and $44,500 for third installment. And then I have first payment or first installment will be paid on December 1st, 2026. And for number five, I have 4 years from the purchase date. I'll change the purchase date to January 28th. I think that's what I meant to put, and I forgot the 8th. 2026.
So somewhere we got to document and vote on where that first payment, you know, where this year's payment is coming.
Yes, that'll be in the minutes of the April
meeting.
Okay. Yeah. That'll be an agenda item.
Does that satisfy the issue?
Satisfies you.
Perfect.
Thank you.
I'm exhausted.
All right. Moving on, I guess. Unless anybody else has.
The only comment that I would make is that going forward, we need to be a little bit more cautious. How the allocations are made for
you. There was complacency on my part, I'll admit, for that. I just don't want to say I didn't understand, but I guess it just went over my head a little bit. And apologize for that happening. Try to be on top of stuff.
Well, it's pretty high coming in.
To painting bids. I don't know if everybody's looked those over.
Yeah, no,
I have. I looked at them. There was one low-ball guy, two guys that were about in the same ballpark.
Pretty close.
I did drive by the town hall just to see how tall it really was in the back.
It's tall.
I'm not getting on the ladder. I don't even like to get on the ladder for my shed. So I see only one bid in here. Does that mean you've narrowed it down or someone's narrowed it down?
No, there's two bids. Somewhere else. I guess I found it.
Actually, all three are in there.
There's three, I think.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, here it is right here.
Yeah, then the third is an email.
That's a lot of construction out of Montpelier.
I mean, I'll say that this Skylar Griffith, I love his quote, but...
I don't think you can pull it off.
I can't trust that we'll get quality work for quality anything for that matter.
My thought after looking through the proposals, and I didn't read every single word, okay, but it would appear to me that Blake Jenkins' proposal is the company that we probably should be considering.
Is that the big guy that showed up at the meeting last time?
Right.
The last one was a female.
I defer to you.
That's the local one.
There's the other one.
I defer to you because you're in the state. And I have no idea.
The only thing I would have for a question on Blake would be, from what I can see, is this, they're both using apples to apples paint. They both seem to be doing the same quality of work. I don't know the other company. I've never worked around them. I have worked around Blake. The only thing I don't see, he had primed in two coats of paint. Blake's, from what I understand, looks like only primer and one coat of paint. So that's and Blake's is the highest number of the three. So I'd say it says he's applying one coat of primer, then apply finished paint after primer has been applied.
Well, that's normal, isn't it?
Well, is that one coat or two coats? So that would be my question to Blake, because normal would be two coats.
After primer?
Yeah.
Really?
Because especially on some of this part is really
tough.
You're down to bare wood on all that.
It kind of bleeds. It looks like it's streaked and you can see it.
So I guess that would be a question I would. It's not really absent because he is, I think it was $5,000 more than the other guy.
Can we ask him if it's going to be two coats? And if so, then they can put that in the estimate?
Yeah. I would want to clarify that with him. That was my only concern on his. Everybody else's.
But from the quality?
Quality. I have no issue at all with Blake. I'm sure he would finish the job and do, take care of the people around it, take care of any safety issues.
And he's a local guy.
He's a local guy.
Jason, sorry, didn't want to interrupt. Here on Blake's, it's got two coats of Sherwin-Williams Emerald Exterior Acrylic Latex. Top of page 3.
Top of page 3.
It says finished coat.
Are you sure that's Blake's?
I did notice that.
No, it's not. I'm sorry. Shut up. I'm sorry.
And that's the other thing I did.
No.
With Blake, is he didn't. He said quality paint from Sherwin Williams. He didn't say the actual. The other guy did say emerald, which is the top of the line.
Say that again.
The other guy that quoted did say he used emerald from Sherwin Williams, which is the top of the line paint. I would like to know, some people's top of the line. If they're just saying their own, we might be using a little bit lower grade than. So there's a few clarifications I would like to before.
That was my sense. Believe it or not, in my younger days, I did a lot of painting on a moonlighting situation. From the experience that we had the last time it was painted, or practically painted, I think there was some issues that should have been taken care of.
Who painted it the last time?
Well,
I don't remember.
I think didn't Paul Lenny do?
He did it one time, I know.
I know the top, the gable, the roadside, every nail is shown.
Showed through.
I know that Blake's the only one that addressed the nails.
I remember them having issues of.
But that was only.
Bleeding through.
And I don't know. if it was before I was on the board or not.
They would budget one side a year. They never painted the whole thing at once.
I was going to say.
And
I don't think it all did.
I'd have to look.
My recollection is they only did one side. But
I don't think so.
Can I ask a question?
No, but I think the entire building.
Do you do references on the people who send in bids? Do you check their references?
We didn't get any references from them, though.
You continue.
I would ask for them if I was spending that much money to have something done. But that's
I had to thank you, but that reminds me that.
Yeah.
I think we should. And Jason being in the trade.
Oh, he knows anyway. You probably know him all.
I do know Blake. And you know, love him or hate him, I don't think you will you wouldn't skip out on finishing the job.
Well, I'm not just talking about him, I'm talking about the other guy to the other
guy.
I think you know, speaking for myself, I'm only really looking at two. The third one, I think, was kind of, I don't think we even.
Well, another thing with Blake, it looks as though he plans to maybe stretch it out most of the summer. And the other guy had a much condensed
time frame.
And,
so I would like to, you know, and I didn't know if any of you had ever heard of the other guy before.
I never did. I wouldn't know Blake from.
Yeah, and I do know Blake. The other guy, I don't know, it sounds like he's a construction company and a painting company out of Montpelier. I did do a couple little checks online. It seems like a legit company and everything from him, but.
You would need to bring one or two of the painters back in?
I don't know if we need to bring them back in, but.
Answer some of our questions. Have a couple of you guys.
Format something on, you know,
talk.
We narrowed it down to two people and we just need some clarification on a few bullet points here of what we want to do, mainly timeline, exact paint that you're going to be using, not just ballpark paint,
number of coats.
Do you want me to send an email to him or
do you have the email for both of them? They must be on there. Sorry.
Yeah, because they emailed me their bids.
Is that something that maybe that you and maybe Richard could meet with them and?
Oh, I don't even know if we really need to meet with them over it. I think we could probably just shoot them an email so we narrow it down to two people, and we need clarification on a few bullet points.
So, like Blake, you'd want like a timeline.
On both of them.
So, both of them.
You know, and it'll be for both of them, I'd say.
So can you meet with Susan and outline?
The other thing, seeing as how we're all here and for money reasons and everything else, too, is, this is a fair share of money. Is this something that needs to be...
Well, you're going to pay for it from.
Right.
We didn't talk about that.
So, you know, we barely had this last time, so.
Going forward.
It's not budgeted because you didn't talk about it a bunch of times.
Right. Well, you got a town or building reserve fund for $190,000.
You do. And you know what? This is my personal diatribe that you've heard before. You're going to put another $60,000 into that building and this one. It's falling apart. You know.
I know.
But you don't do anything about this building. Never.
And this one we're sitting in?
Right. This one.
It was bought in 2008. And I was told 4 years. It will be 4 years and this building will be renovated. And we'll have the town clerk's office in here. You'll all be in one building.
Now, who told you that?
Not me.
A member of the select board at that time.
And I know who it was.
It was before me, Jim.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
But I would agree with you, Audra. I mean, that's a fair amount of money, but that this one project would
be I don't want to see that building fall apart either.
Right.
But I'm sick of waiting here, too. Susan can't even go upstairs at all anymore.
Not anymore.
She's gonna fall through. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
And that's fine, the money.
Talk about it then. Have the discussion.
by a feasibility study, you mean an engineer came in here and
yeah, I think we paid
contractors
$8,000 for that.
An estimate? How long ago was that?
Told you, I never saw the results of the feasibility.
2 years ago?
I never saw. A year ago? 2 years ago?
No,
you
just
paid
a little
for
bit longer.
The ARPA money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, they said, you can't do anything with this building.
It was kind of to the point where this was going to cost
a lot of
money. Lot of money, you know.
$250,000, you're talking.
But.
The minimum.
How much?
$250,000.
I don't see why we can't just tear it down. Well, tear down.
You just spent that on a loaner. Yeah. That was no problem.
The worst part with tearing it down, the engineer that we had here, like he said, in today's world, a small ranch-style municipal building on a slab is over $1 million. That's where we get,
I got lucked out.
Audrey, remind me.
And to bring everything up to, because you have to bring...
I never saw the results. I can't remind you of that. I don't know what the feasibility study said. I didn't see it.
Somebody came in here and...
Yeah, it's Black River Design, I think.
Huh?
I think it was Black River Design.
No, it was Wheeler Associates. What's his name?
Danson.
D.H. Danson?
Yeah, D.H. Danson. Thank you.
A couple of years ago?
Yeah, it was here.
It was my first year here. Yeah. So 2 years ago.
I mean, you went through.
You must have it, Susan, right?
I've got it somewhere.
Yeah. But basically,
you get any paperwork on that?
Got a whole report. The board looked at the report.
And I remember it.
And I remember this building is
dropped just as soon as it came up, pretty much, too. Because I think that's what we were at was, wow, this building's going to cost a ton of money to fix up. What are we going to do about it? Would we be better off? I think you suggested even that we. Looking at maybe putting building up where the town garage is and moving stuff more to one solid area. But it never went past there. So
I have on my phone, yeah, for some reason, I know the reason I was down that way. Monroe, New Hampshire, has a single story town office. And I can't. We only shared it with the board, and obviously we didn't do anything.
So the quote.
Let's put it on the table and just.
What I want to know is where can we come up with $1 million? Because I'm all for it.
$1 million to fix this building?
No. A new building. I don't think it is worth spending the time and money on this building.
And again, that's, I assume that would be something that would go to the voters, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, there you go. So,
I would hope so. Yes, absolutely.
So.
And you're not going to do it this year. Right. You're not going to do it next year. You're not going to do it in 20 years. You haven't done it in 20 years.
But
you need to plan for those things and have a continual conversation. And you can't keep stealing money from your town building reserve fund if you're going to do something big like that. You can't just keep draining, just like with the Connecticut River. You drain it and then it's gone.
Okay. Yeah, should it be gone? I mean, it's been a wonderful
cushion.
Yes.
Perfect.
You've spent $1 million from there.
It's been like our bank.
So you've got to remember to put it back.
Right.
You know?
I think we're all in agreement with that.
Yeah.
We need more money from the Connecticut River Fund.
Where did that money come from?
Was it Hydro Quebec?
Yeah, right.
TransCanada, I think, is who owned it at the time.
TransCanada, yeah.
But what was the reason?
Because of the dam that's there, part of that land is conquered. There was a whole all kinds of litigation, and it was an agreement that was made that they paid each town this portion, and we got, what did we get, 700 something thousand?
Yeah. So it's gone down quite a bit over the years. So.
Well, yeah. You did.
Well, we gave some to the school.
764. 250 went to the school. Yes.
How much did we give the school?
250,000.
Yeah. That's a long time ago, though.
So back to this painting thing, we need to get the bids clarified. But in order to get everyone in the same building, y'all are talking about getting an assessment or an estimate to have a ranch-style building.
Well, we haven't really decided. He just gave us, just to throw a number out there for us, like a simple little something you would see at the visitor center coming in at the off the interstate, building of that nature, that's $1 million now. Yeah, and not to say that that's what we were going towards, but he's just saying a simple little building is $1 million.
You're not going to do it for $100,000 anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you're not, because Linda's little office has those safes over there and all that stuff.
You need a vault.
And that's a huge
That's
expense.
Where the fun came from, was the town clerk's outgrown the space. We need to have a vault. That's where that fund was originally started for, and that has never been spent there.
And I, you know, like you said, I would assume we're going to have to come up with plan A and a plan B and let people decide on, do we keep this building and spend $500,000 on it? Do we tear it down and spend $1 million on a new one?
Do you sell this one?
Do you sell, you know, you could sell this
go
one.
Go to a different site?
Right. Yeah. There's options to do it. We just have to come up with a plan and lay it out so that people can see which choices they have to choose.
But the problem is the 900 voters in the town of Concord, approximately, right, Linda?
946.
189 voted.
Right. Yeah.
That's people the way it is with everything. So
right.
If you
want
to say, you need to come out and you need to vote.
Right.
Those 100 people make the decisions for the town.
And there's nothing we can do about that. That's just the way it is. But we got to at least put it out there for people to look at. And come up with, is this a 10-year plan? Is it a 5-year plan? How are we going to get there? Because it's not going to happen overnight. And when do we, you know, we have to start finding money for it. And in the 10 years that it takes to do that, even if we decide a new building, we have to do something to this building in the meantime, or it's going to fall down around us.
Right.
I mean, there's trim falling off. We got temporary posts out in the front porch. It looks like hell.
No access to the second floor or the third floor.
We do have to put some money back into this building just because we have to have it until something else happens.
Well, you know what gets everybody the deferred maintenance.
All right, and that's what we've been doing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
But there's 5 acres of land, I believe. I think it's 5 acres.
I think so.
Up at the town garage.
But yeah, that's definitely a viable option.
Well, the thing you got to remember, when you have a vote of that magnitude, people come out of the woodwork.
Yes. You will have more than 100 people, but you won't have 900.
Right. Right. Yep. We went through that when we did the school votes, and then when they got to where it got down to the money and the major issue was people voted. And, you know, so if we put $1 million bond out there or whatever you do, you're going to get, you know, it'll go high.
Who did the assessment? You said it was a couple of years ago?
Yeah, it was
Chris handled that, I think.
Yes. And he did come here and gave us a whole spiel on what he found.
Yeah,
they
remind me.
And I think, you know, technically, yes, if you're going to go all in, but we're also a small town, too, that, you know, can we get by with, you know, say, $200,000 into this? And I don't know. That's
we even got blueprints.
That's a this building.
That is the
Did you look at other buildings?
Well, there's a lot of
this
reasons.
Building, that the, building, the and town the town hall?
Yeah. Town
you looked
clerk.
At all three buildings?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was giving us options about what we would like and or sat down with us.
And he had concerns about septic, water,
property
lines. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I did some digging for him. And
you want to take that and study it?
No, I mean, basically what it sounds like is you need to put two proposals before the town. You need to bring it up to them and say, look, we can go ahead and fix this building for X amount of dollars, but it's in rough shape and it may not make it past so many years. Or we could start planning to put together a new building centrally located at the town garage, you're saying? And this is what we're proposing, how much it would cost, and an estimate. You have to get an estimated timeline from contractors. I don't do contracting anymore.
Well, that's the whole thing. If you start to plan it now, that's going to cost you $1 million.
It takes you 10 years
to do it. Now it's going to cost you $5 million.
Good. Exactly. Good. So you need to get it done. The sooner you get it out to the people, the sooner you can get out there and get estimates from someone about the building that you want to put everyone together and where it's going to be located, so you can get a site assessment done and all of that. Because, yeah, the state of Vermont is not friendly about getting buildings built. I can't tell you the hoops I had to jump through to get my cabin built up there.
I believe it.
It took a year just for the septic plan.
Mm-hmm. But before we jump that hurdle, we got to come back to painting this.
All right, let's get the town hall.
Yeah, so what did you...
This.
Okay. See where you spend your solid drop button. But you're right. But you are right.
I've
been around a long time, and it's really frustrating to deal with walking across the street and the building falling apart, and it's never talked about. And
which, you know, leads me to believe if our insurance company knew that Audra was walking across Route 2 and Linda was walking across Route 2 to do business for the town, I don't think the insurance company would like that. I'm just saying.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they've been out here looking at the building, so they know they're separate. So I don't know.
Okay, but do they know that people are walking across the street?
No. They don't. They're dumb.
And the traffic is at 40 or 45 miles an hour.
Right.
Or more.
So are we...
If you're going to take it from the town hall reserve fund, I mean, the town building reserve fund, then that also needs to be a motion and voted on in a meeting.
And are we good with doing it in one chunk, or do we want to scale back a little bit?
My thought originally was if we could do two sides of the building one year.
I would say, especially if we could do the west side, which is this side, come up
this side,
and the tower this year.
Yeah.
The front side, the gable does, but it's not terrible looking. But this west side is terrible.
Well, it is now. Yeah,
and it's... Even the stuff that they didn't tear apart.
But if we did the west side and south side, and then 1 year, and then the next year or whatever.
Or we could do the west side and the tower this year, and then the east side and the south side.
With the tower, you're including the front? The whole front?
Not the whole front, but just the tower itself.
So kind of the lower half that's on the road?
Not the lower half. That was done a couple of years ago. It's not terrible looking.
What, the front?
Yeah.
A little longer ago than that.
My concern with that is...
Wasn't
it? You're going to have to redo the bids, and you're likely going to be more than half... The amount.
Well, it's 25% of the work, but it's going to be more like a 40% of the cost.
So it's basically going to cost you more to break it up into two.
And plus, you'll never get the paint to match after it's been sitting out there for a year.
Well, it's going to be a whole different wall anyways.
Yeah.
But
I mean, my thought is to use the town building reserve fund. We've got the money there, just do it and get it done.
I hate breaking stuff up when you
ideally, it's definitely the way to go to do it.
It's not
going to
change the fund any if we split it up, except it's going to cost more.
Yeah, I understand.
Or you could budget it.
Mm-hmm.
You could budget it. We didn't have to take it from our reserve fund.
But then we're pushing it back another year.
Yes.
And I'm not sure how bad that west side is, but I know it's not good. I don't know if it's worth putting it off another year.
Well, there's a lot of work that needs. There's the fire escape is basically falling off the building too. There's broken windows all over the place on it. So I would think if we did, if we concentrate on the side, say the west side, we would fix the windows on that side, we'd paint that side, get the tower cleaned up, we'd put a bunch of money into the clock and everything else. That might as well get protected. But yeah, the fire escape is going to need to be replaced. That thing might as well, I don't know if it would hold a chickadee if it landed on it. So, you know, just painting it is just the tip of the iceberg. There's going to be, oh, we painted it, now we got all these windows replaced, we got the fire escape we got to replace, and then 60,000 turns into 80,000. And
so, should we get these other things fixed before we even worry about the paint?
Well, I think maybe if we do it per side would be my suggestion if we're going to break it down. I just don't want to end up with a, you know, like I said, I've seen it a million times where a $60,000 job, you're always sudden 100 grand deep into it. And I think if we get started on it and keep the ball rolling, I don't know, we have money that we put away for grant writers, right?
You have a grant administrator that you budget for every year.
$25,000.
Consulting is $20,000, and the grant administrator is $5,000?
God, I don't know off the top of my head.
I would think that there might be money out there somewhere that we could get
grant
for stuff like that.
Grant reserve fund would be $15,000.
Yes, so
that's the reserve fund. That's not what you were asking, is it?
What's that?
You weren't asking about grant reserve fund, were you?
Nope.
You were, yeah.
Nope. The grant.
So.
Oh, what did we have?
Grant administrator.
Oh, the match fund.
Where's that under?
We have a grant match fund.
So there's a grant consultant.
Grant administrator, $5,000. Consulting services, $25,000.
And who's that?
Nobody. You've never paid those. You've budgeted them for several years and you've never hired anybody.
And I think that's something that we need to, because this world, today's world runs on grants.
Absolutely.
And if we just let money flow past us.
I think we're on the right track and I think we need it. Whoever we have hired to paint. And I think we're sort of leaning towards Blake. Have this discussion as to the way to approach it, what needs to be done, and
and you know he's going to tell you, of course, that it's best to paint all at once. It is. There's no doubt about it.
Nobody's going to tell you that.
But it's, you know, there's a lot of stuff I'd like to do at once too, but I can't afford it,
so I don't do it. I mean, we're a small town. We only got so much money.
Right.
The other thing to think about is how are they going to get down in there? You've got Harold who's going to pull that road out.
Yeah.
Is that the smart thing to do?
Well, he's not pulling the road out, but he is going to seed it. That's all he's doing to it. From what
had permission to go in to the back of the building from the house. It's down there now. Have you been down there?
I haven't.
So is there any type of road?
The only one that I know of is the one Harold built down there. Right. And I'm sure if there was an easier way, he would have taken it.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that is, it's going to be a sketchy ride or lift.
I won't be.
But I do recall that there was an agreement.
I know the neighbor said he was fine with us working around there. He just didn't want his garden screwed up and something else. He just leave my stuff alone and you'd work back there all you want.
Chicken house or whatever.
Right. So he wasn't like, you know, wasn't being a jerk about the work going on or anything or people walking across his stuff. He just didn't want his property ruined, which was understandable.
No.
But shouldn't the work replacing the windows, the stairwell, any rotten wood like yours From what I'm hearing is the building is in sad shape. Why would we paint it before the construction work has been done?
And it, right, it needs, we would need,
I thought this was just a simple paint job.
It's not, like, the glass, most of the glass in there, it's old glass with storms on it. And I think most of the windows that are broke are the storms. So it's not a big deal to replace those.
A storm window.
Right.
And I assume
they're over 100 years old.
Right.
Whoever's doing the painting, you're gonna, if it's this Blake guy, you're gonna have him put the new storm windows on at the same time.
We wouldn't have Blake do it, but we'd have somebody come in and do it.
Well, Blake Jenkins said that any trim carpentry type work and stuff like that would be extra.
Yeah.
Right.
And this guy, the AHA, included some of the woodwork.
Right, some minor repairs, rot.
Well, there's always, yeah, like you said, some rot and whatnot, broken boards that need to be replaced. But it sounds like you got a massive stairwell you got to replace or fix.
Yeah. Yeah, that's on the other side of the building.
Well, that's entirely separate from anything to do with this.
Right, and they, none of that's even included. That was just my observations.
Yeah, well, I understand.
And you can't fix that one, I don't believe. I think you're going to zoom.
Yeah, that one I think is beyond.
And then, God, we know, I mean, that's going to have to be approved, design, style, and that'll cost $200,000.
And it might as well come off before you paint it.
Yeah.
And something's got to be done with it, so. So, yeah, long story short is I think we kind of jumped the gun a little bit on maybe.
Can't paint estimate.
Right. But
I agree with that. Even though, you know, it's got to be done, but still.
It does. It, and that's, but I think if we can get started on it, right, I really think if we could get something going with grants, we could probably, you know, especially on fire escapes, stuff like that, there's got to be money out there for that stuff. And I don't see pulling it all out of our money if we can get it somewhere else.
Oh. Do you still have that gentleman from St. Jay, is he that grant administrator?
Joel Schwartz came to several meetings.
No,
we never gave him a project.
Yeah.
We never paid him a dime.
The name again?
Joel Schwartz. I believe you said he's retired now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything anymore.
Pardon me?
Doesn't do anything anymore. He's retired.
So we don't have a grant by that, no.
You do not.
No, I mean, we
never have.
I'd put that at the top of our list for things to do because there's money out there.
Of course there is.
And
so, if I'm hearing right, you can get more information on the paint bid, but it doesn't make any sense to paint the building until we get it assessed to see if there's any grant money and how much it's going to cost to repair the pieces.
Right.
And then possibly getting them to change their bids to split it in half, what you're saying.
Yeah. Probably more like a third, but
so Susan, can you reach out to?
I'm not sure what I'm doing.
Well, yeah, we got
it sounds to me like
we have a grant minister there, and do we go to, you know, the people in St. Jay to start with?
What people in St. Jay?
Pardon me?
What people?
Is it NVDA?
NVDA.
Oh,
thank you.
God. Last time I went through NVDA, it was like talking to a brick. I think, I don't know, when it comes to grant administrator, that's who I went to before, and I can try him again.
No, we got to find somebody.
I mean, NVDA is a resource, but they're not the answer to everything.
No, I know.
Private ones out there.
Yeah, and they call.
Well, I'm wondering if you maybe running an ad in the paper, or...
Yeah.
I can ask Jim Moffitt from Lunenburg.
Pardon me?
I can ask Jim Moffitt. He's an auditor up in Lunenburg.
Oh.
He wrote all the grants to get the stair lifts and stuff for the church.
Could you do that?
I can ask Jim if he would talk to you guys about grant writing, if that's anything he'd be interested in.
So are we going to put the paint thing on hold until we make up our mind what we're going to do?
I think it's the best idea.
Yeah,
so we're just going to table... So now, if any of them call, ask about the bids. I just say what we're just.
I would
we've tabled.
Just send them a notice.
Let them know we're on hold.
Yep, just send them an email.
Okay.
It's probably not going to happen this year.
We reevaluated.
Well, I won't say that, but I'll say we're they're still thinking.
That makes sense.
It makes sense to me, because, yeah, I think it was going to end up in a whole lot of money.
You haven't forgotten all about that. Fire escape. That's going to be done.
Yeah, I didn't realize
it. I never gave it a thought. But that's going to be done.
So I hate to rush, but there's another meeting coming in at 6, so.
Correct. That's about to 6. So we got to put this on hold. We got our money straightened out for the loader.
We'll hold on.
Yes. Yes, I'll have that all. I just need you guys to sign these.
Thank you, ladies. Sure.
Okay. Make a motion to adjourn.